Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Gloomy Outlaw here. Today is Friday, February 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office would like to thank everyone who contacted them with information regarding threats to the Hardy County schools. All information on social media regarding threats to the schools in Hardy County has been addressed. They say during situations like this, it is important to know all school staff and law enforcement remain vigilant in taking extra precautions to ensure all of the children are safe at school. Your local events and lots of them tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can stop by the third annual VFW and VFW Auxiliary Craft and Yard Sale. It is at VFW Post 11179, 31 North Brown Avenue in Fort Meade. For more information, you can call K at 863-285-7955 or D at 863-285-6776. And from 8 a.m. to noon, Hardy County will have their Household Hazardous Waste Collection event. You can dispose of up to 60 pounds of hazardous waste per home for free at the Hardy County Landfill, 685 Airport Road. Accepted materials include household cleaners, garden pesticides, paints, antifreeze, and vehicle fluids, as well as pool chemicals. For questions or details, you can call 863-773-5089. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for certified detention deputies. Applications can be downloaded from the HardySO.com website, the free Hardy County Sheriff mobile app, or can be picked up at the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Florida Premier Roofing is looking for a sales recruiter. The individual they seek must have sales experience, a construction background, or similar background, and this position requires a solid work ethic, desire to succeed, and willingness to travel over three office locations. And Ridge Area Arc is looking for a resale store manager. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. 1 year of supervising and customer service experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message if you have them. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 89, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality fair, the maximum UV index is 6 high. Wind southeast at 5 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. The humidity is 42%, slightly humid. Dew points 57, the cloud cover 11%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog toward morning, lows in the mid-60s with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and Forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The University of Georgia Extension is partnering with local entities to provide a public education campaign informed by the CDC and Department of Public Health to promote the safety of the COVID-19 vaccine and to help lay the groundwork for residents to willingly take the vaccine. The groups have compiled resources on a publicly available website and encourage all members of Georgia's ag community to share them. Go to cdc.gov and search mRNA vaccine. Basics. The USDA estimates China will import 24 million metric tons of corn from all over the world this year, with some forecasting it could even exceed 30 million. To put that into perspective, China has only imported about 75 million metric tons of corn total over the last 60 years. For the last 6 years, according to AgWeb.com, of the 50 million metric tons of corn the U.S. exports on average each year, only 2 million were sent to China. U.S. beef exports to sub-Saharan Africa set a new record in 2020, reaching nearly 27,000 metric tons and valued at $23.4 million. Most of these shipments were beef variety meats, including items such as beef livers, kidneys, and hearts. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Matt Copeland says while South Africa is now the second largest export destination behind Egypt, the environment is favorable for further growth in this category.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The Farm Traveler podcast is all about bridging the gap between farmers and consumers. One topic in farming that usually has a ton of misinformation is the use of pesticides and other chemicals. Consumers often think pesticides are sprayed constantly and in high doses, which couldn't be further from the truth. To learn more about the use and science of pesticides, I interviewed Dr. Norman Lepla from the University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. Dr. Lepla outlined a few steps on reducing pest problems.
Well, the first thing you do is try to prevent the pest in the first place, as a program that tells people right plant, right place. So the first thing is, if you have a pest problem that just won't go away, you might consider replacing that plant with another plant. But if you're a grower and you need to grow a particular crop, maybe you should do crop rotation, or maybe you should get resistant varieties of that crop.
Dr. Lepla also stresses the importance of developing an integrated pest management plan, or IPM. These plans can help minimize pests before they even begin.
Well, the best case is to have an IPM plan so that you identify the risks, whether they be insects, pathogens, weeds.
To hear more of my interview with Dr. Lepla, just search for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app or go to thefarmtraveler.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Jeremy House. America's consumers stepped up their spending by a solid 2.4% in January, the sharpest increase in 7 months. The Commerce Department also reports that personal incomes, which provide the fuel for spending, jumped 10% last month, the biggest gain in 9 months. Democrats are ready to push a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package through the House on Friday, despite a setback that means a minimum wage boost is unlikely to be in the final version that reaches President Biden. German automaker Volkswagen made $10.7 billion last year despite the pandemic. The company says the result is better than expected. And Costco is increasing its starting wage to $16 an hour, surpassing most of its main competitors, at a time when efforts to raise the minimum wage are gaining traction in the U.S. With business, I'm Jeremy House.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with yesterday's NBA action. The Nets keep their winning streak alive with an easy win over the Magic.
Kyrie Irving had 27 points and 9 assists in the Nets' 8th consecutive win, a 129-92 dismantling of the Magic.
We just want to stay collectively aligned on the same goal, and that's just to play, to a certain level.
The Nets now have their longest winning streak since the franchise moved from New Jersey to Brooklyn. Larry Shamet added 19 points and 9 rebounds for the Nets, who blew open the game with a 26-4 run spanning halftime. The NBA's highest scoring team reached 100 points for the 20th time, already tying a franchise record in only 34 games. James Harden furnished 20 points in the rout. I'm Dave Ferry.
Well, sir, is Philadelphia getting the better of Dallas 111-97. This is SRN Sports. More NBA Finals. Knicks 140, Sacramento 121. Memphis got the better of the Clippers 122-94. Wizards 112, Nuggets 110, and the Bucks over New Orleans 129-125. AP Top 25 College Basketball yesterday. Number 1, Gonzaga wins again, beating Santa Clara 89-75. Number 3, Michigan over number 9, Iowa 79-57. Fourth-ranked Ohio State was upset by Michigan State 71-67. Number 5, Illinois beat Nebraska 86-70. It was number 12, Houston over Western Kentucky 81-57. 19th-ranked USC upset by Colorado 80-62. Number 22, San Diego State beat Boise State 78-66. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Oilers 3, Vancouver nothing. It was the Jets over Montreal 6-3. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find in Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wachula. Your quote for this Friday: the best things in life are free, plus shipping and handling. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.